So, have you tried the new Impossible Burger or Beyond Meat or any of these new meatless burgers and sandwiches which are being marketed by fast food chains and being picked up and supported by huge celebrities and Bill Gates and others who are really pushing this idea of the meatless meat, Beyond Meat, Impossible Burger? And investing in these, they're calling it heme, which is their fake hemoglobin that they're trying to reproduce using genetically modified soy. So that's one of the first things I wanted to look up when I've heard about this. If you see at fast food chains, they've been selling these plant-based burgers for, I think, a few months now, and claim they're making lots of money off of this. It's been a big great success selling these meatless burgers. They've been making veggie burgers for a long time now, probably 20, 30 years or more, if you think about Boca Burger and stuff like that. And now this Impossible Burger and others are really being promoted because they supposedly bleed like a real burger. So, first thing I wanted to look into is to see what it's actually made of. And my first question was, well, does it have genetically modified organisms in it, particularly GMO soy? That would be my concern. So I went straight to the horse's mouth, if you will, Impossible Foods, the frequently asked questions, does it contain genetically modified ingredients? And in fact, the Impossible Burger website is actually quite proud to support and to use genetically modified soy, which I think is pretty telling. Genetic engineering is an essential part of our mission and our product. We've always embraced the responsible, constructive use of genetic engineering to solve critical environmental health, safety, and food security problems, and have long advocated for responsible use of this technology in the food system. We wouldn't be able to make a product that rivals or surpasses beef on flavor, texture, nutrition, sustainability, versatility, and accessibility without it. We use two key genetically engineered ingredients: heme, which is soy-like hemoglobin, the magic molecule that makes meat taste like meat, and soy protein. So they take To make heme, they take DNA from soy-like hemoglobin, insert it into yeast, and ferment the yeast. By making our heme using genetic engineering, we avoid growing and digging up soy plants to harvest heme from the root nodules, which would promote erosion and release carbon. Here we go, more buzzwords. Carbon stored in the soil. The method we've adopted enabled us to produce heme sustainably at high volume and to make meat from plants for millions of people that is delicious, nutritious, vastly more sustainable than meat from animals. We also source genetically engineered soy protein from farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois that meet the highest standards for health, safety, and sustainability. So if you want to read some more about heme and GMO corn and soy, and they're using wheat originally as well, I would look into Monsanto and Bayer. Probably look no further than if you want to look at who's benefiting from this. Also, just reminds me, we go from eating these animals, which are eating the genetically modified organisms, to just straight up eating the genetically modified organisms. So this is pretty much what they feed cattle and other animals, chickens, other factory farmed animals, which is not sustainable, and the food that they eat is not sustainable. So now we're just basically eating cattle food. This is what they've been feeding animals in factory farms for a few decades now, at least. So, six reasons why Impossible Burger CEO is wrong about GMO soy. I thought this was a pretty good article. Common Dreams talking about the problems with GMO soy, how it's got dubious health claims, right? Talking about soy and fertility is really big, especially GMO foods. higher use of pesticides. So, you know, we're talking about higher use of pesticides to create this, to create these GMO soybeans. A 28% hike in herbicide use on GM soybeans compared to non-GM. Glyphosate, sorry, active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup weed killer accumulates in GMO soy because it's used as a desiccant for these GMO plants. There's no benefit to farmers, right? So farmers are being sued. They're going out of business if their soy has been contaminated by GMO. It kills biodiversity, right? So it's like these mega organisms that are genetically modified, and you have hundreds of acres, thousands of acres per farm of this specific type of soy. No scientific consensus around safety. If you look online, your first 20, 30 search results are all going to be from these scientific papers, Harvard and others, saying that GMO soy, oh, you know, everything that we've tested so far seems okay. You know, we're not exactly sure. We're just gonna have to wait a few generations to find out if it is toxic or cancer-causing or not. It ignores consumer concerns. So yes, it's this fake. It's like the fake Green New Deal that I've talked about before, where it's like people want to eat sustainably. They want to eat better, but they're not talking about small local farms. They're not talking about organic farming. They're not talking about heirloom farming. They're not talking about, you know, respecting animals. They're talking about factory farming. They're talking about using GMO products. I mean, this is monoculture, everything that you could possibly have problems with. Genetically modified soy linked to sterility, infant mortality in hamsters, okay? So, of course, they can't do the tests on people. We have to wait a few generations to find out, but they say by the third generation of hamsters and rats, mice, etc., eating genetically modified foods, particularly soy, they are by all accounts sterile by the third generation. So, Impossible Foods defends its use of GMO soy and plant-based burger to stand out from competitors. So, they're doubling down, saying that, you know, oh, this is okay. You know, there's no really scientific consensus that it's not bad, so everything is fine. And stop asking questions. They talk about heme, that which they created. Meat Lover's Guide to Heme, the protein that makes everyone crave blood. So it has to do with iron that is available in meat products. So this is inverse.com. The reason for concern, because our meat eating days are numbered. Cows take up too much land, they eat too much grain, and they fart too much methane. For our appetite for beef to be sustainable much longer, will meat lovers be forced to accept miso and marmite as umami substitutes forever? Then they talk about Impossible Foods has developed heme, which is a molecule, hemoglobin, after the iron that you get from oxygen, red blood, and oxygen carrying to the body. Heme isn't just found in animal blood. It's also found in animal in plants, bacteria in plants. So they created a nitrogen-fixing root nodule of legumes, heme from this, called leg hemoglobin. It's like hemoglobin from beans. Gives it an unmistakable meaty flavor. So that's part of their genetically modifying of the right proteins, amino acids, sugars, and fats that come together to create the distinctive flavor of meat. And guess who invested in this? Bill Gates invests in veggie burger that bleeds like beef to feed the masses and save the planet. Yes, because he really cares about people. He's the one who actually slipped up and said, you know, if we vaccinate enough people, we can reduce the population. So, of course, Bill Gates is very concerned about the average person, and so that's why he wants to invest in Impossible Foods, a Redwood City, California-based startup that makes meat from plants, the Impossible Burger. So this is from GeekWire from 2017. Meat replacement company Impossible Burger raises $300 million. So why would this Beyond Meat and Impossible Burger, why would these companies be raising millions of dollars for their product? I mean, did they just launch a startup page, and all of these celebrities, everyone is just jumping on it right now. They're talking about Horizon Ventures, Paul George, Jay-Z, Trevor Noah, Phil Rosenthal, Ruby Rose, Katy Perry, Jaden Smith, Serena Williams, Will.i.am, Zedd, all joined the financing round. Beyond Meat backer Leonardo DiCaprio, institutional investors, Kloska Ventures, Bill Gates, Google, UBS, Viking Global, Salient Capital, Open Philanthropy Project, all are really interested in these fake meat products. So just wanted to let everyone know about what I think about some of these, who's backing this, what it's contained, the fact that it's GMO to the nth degree, and its connections to genetically modified foods and infant mortality, major fertility problems, cancer, etc., and how it's being marketed as saving the planet, yet this is completely GMO product. So just want everyone to take a look at this. Let me know what you think. Thanks for subscribing to my channel, my backup channel. And thanks everyone that supports me on Patreon or PayPal. Even $1 a month helps me keep this research and this channel going. So lots more videos coming up soon. Sorry, I've been pretty tired lately. But I will have a lot more videos coming out. Some awesome topics coming up soon. So take care, everyone. I will talk to you soon. Bye.